Yeah.
It's a perk. Okay. It's a perk.
It's Woo-hoo! It's all up in your business, but although, it is recording.
Spitting was not on my list of things to do tonight.
It's very true, but now
I
you have
that. Change that.
Yeah, you can have that opportunity. Now that's different.
Did you talk to Andy for me today?
Oh, no, I forgot to talk to Andy. I will have to talk to Andy.
With the guy from Toy Story?
No. The guy from...
That's the first Andy I thought of.
He could be. You don't know.
I mean, maybe.
Well, it sounded like a very coded Andy. He's like, did you talk to Andy today? It's like...
Well, okay. First off, I had to enter the new millennium.
Oh, wow. You stole that from somebody. Good for you.
I did.
Wait, did you get like a fancy schmancy one?
She did.
I did.
Wow.
Because I have a new job.
Mm.
Yes, you do.
Yes. Doing tech training and e-marketing coaching for the agents, not just at YZeta, but the corporate office.
Oh, so you're up internally.
Yes. And so one of the rules is you had to get a smartphone.
Really?
They do pay me a stipend now for my phone.
Sure. I assume that they cover, a percentage or...
Yeah.
Maybe you just go through an inventory, business call.
No. They just expense out.
That's not bad.
A stipend monthly. So I had to go to the store to acquire said device.
Sure.
And this gentleman, Andy, was helping me. And lovely,
Andy.
Lovely gentleman.
He's a sweetheart.
But he's not used to my personality, I guess. And I had to try to explain to him that, in fact, they can set up my iPhone device. And they tried to tell me, he's like, well, I don't know, with your cell phone plan, if you've been with your carrier for 10 years, I don't think we can, you know, you probably have an old deal and you need a new plan. I was here 6 months ago setting up another one of these devices. You can, unless something changed in 6 months. Well, no. I don't know. I mean, you might just want to go to your carrier and buy it direct. Okay. But if I was going to pick which one, how do I pick which one? Oh, well, are you sure you're the... So, what kind of phone plan do you have? Well, it's a family plan. And I share it with my fiancé. Oh, well, has your fiancé authorized you to be an authorized user on this? And
I'm actually missing from the kitchen. I'll be right back. I have to go make a sandwich. I'm sorry.
Well, and it was a valid question, but you know my personality, Dan. And I just went, no, actually, I'm the owner. It is my plan. I have authorized him. Oh. Okay. Like, I realized that some people believe the women should just be barefoot and pregnant, but...
Yes!
So, Joel...
But simultaneously...
I'm not saying me.
No.
Just, yes, there are people who believe that.
So, Joel knows this Andy fellow. And I guess he would never have intended for me to...
Interact with?
Not interact with, but just to have that quality of bonding.
Ah.
So that
it's a learning experience for him. Optimistically.
Maybe it was an eye-opener.
That we'll take that.
But I don't know, because I didn't build that good of a relationship where I would be his new BFF. He didn't find me on Facebook yet, so that's probably a good thing.
That would be awkward.
I mean,
my IT
guys... Hey, remember me? Yeah. I sold you that Happy Meal at McDonald's the other day. Will you be my friend?
I mean, my IT department used to... they only ever had my office phone. Somehow they found my cell phone number and called me on it one day. I then emailed them back and asked how they got that number. They've never responded or called me back on that number. I don't know what the man was trying to do.
I just have all these mental images right now of people from my past. Like, hey, remember me? I sold you that groovy shirt like 8 years ago. And I just came across you on Facebook. How's it going?
Well, that's how I felt any time somebody from my high school tried to friend me on Facebook. Especially the ladies who got married, and now I don't know what their names are.
Oh, but it'd be so much better if it was total strangers that just sold you something in a store once.
I was standing behind you in the library. We didn't actually talk or say anything to each other.
But you checked out a really cool book.
But you were wearing like one really cool sock. It didn't match the other sock, but I really liked that one sock. And I wanted to find out what that sock was, but it took me about 7 years to find you.
It would be like, they could tie this into Craigslist misconnections.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Of Facebook.
I just came across you on Facebook, and I happen to remember that I waited on you 16 years ago at Red Lobster. How did you like the salmon?
I sneezed on the train, and you said Gesundheit 14 years ago, and I didn't say thank you. So how's it going?
It would just be so bizarre.
That would be incredibly bizarre.
There is.
I kind of want to go find somebody from my past like that. See if they'll accept
or even just start from random and just like start that interaction. Just, hey, I know you from somewhere. Yeah. Where is it? Do you know?
Yeah. Did you ever go to Red Lobster?
It reminds me of the G.I. Joe PSAs. Hey, does your mother still hang around at seaside bars?
So here's a question. Would it be worse if it was the waitress or the person serving you in some way, selling you a good, getting in touch with you? Or would it be weirder if it was somebody that you had waited upon or sold something to? Well, oh my God, you sold me a shirt 8 years ago and I came across. Oh, I'm so excited to find you.
Isn't the goal of...
You were so helpful.
Isn't the goal of like the wait staff to try to build some kind of relationship? I mean, why does Tina always tell me that my name's Tina and I'll be your server tonight?
Sure, but would you want them reaching out to you?
It's so you have to yell when you're pissed off at them.
Unless it's just so I can refer to their manager about how crappy they are. Yeah. Wouldn't that be the mark of the best waiter?
I like that's where you go. I need their name in case they're crappy. Not like, you know, because they might do a really great job.
Yeah. I can actually speak to this through a coworker, an experience that happened yesterday. Where long ago, closing manager for a shift, and two guys come in, sit down, they're having snacks, and then they come off as kind of creepy to this female server that I'm working with, just keeping an eye on her, keeping an eye on them. And so she gets this weird feeling from them, and she's like, okay, well, I'm glad they're gone, though they said that they worked like not very far away, and of course we're all very friendly, so there's that introduction of, yes, my name is, I'm not gonna say her
Tina.
Name yeah Tina, and I'll be taking Gary, blah, blah, blah. And so then I guess a couple more times on shifts, and when she wasn't working, they'd come in and they'd ask if she was working. And then last night one of them actually came in, and like as soon as he came in the door, we all have the habit of, oh, somebody else is here. Let's look in the door, see who it is. And they locked eyes, and then she immediately like looked away, and she looked at me as she's like, shit, that guy's back. So going from somebody on the table side approaching a server, it comes off as pretty creepy regularly. But yeah. At the same time...
But- Let's add the stipulation. At least 8 years must have passed.
Okay, no, this is about 2 months.
Before the Facebook connect occurs.
I think...
Which is worse, if you're the server or if you are the provider reaching out to the customer or if you are the customer reaching out to the provider?
I would say if 8 years had passed, I would say it'd be more okay for... the customer to reach out to the server. Server tracking down a customer after 8 years.
Then I wonder if you have my credit card information.
Basically.
Okay, so we're thinking...
Be my friend or I blackmail you.
The service provider is creepier because of the threat to our financial well-being.
Well, why are you keeping tabs on somebody after 8 years unless they were a regular and then 8 years have gone by and they are now in milk cartons?
Oh, see, I'm not saying regular. I just like this idea of like
garage.
Somebody being like, hey...
Did you hear about that
lady? You recommended
that
epaulettes.
There are a lot
that
of
was a good call.
People who do that, so no.
No, there's this lady in, let's just say Arkansas, because I can't remember the state, who died 6 years ago in the backseat of her Jeep in her garage.
Oh,
her neighbors
yes.
did not notice that she was missing.
Yes, I do remember that.
And the only reason why they found out about all of this is her bank account that had been set up on auto bill pay. And
finally ran out.
Ran out, and now the bank is foreclosing on her. And NPR had the article about all of this, and their takeaway was get to know your neighbors so they know if you die.
Oh, they'll smell it.
Yeah. That's...
In a car, in a garage.
I think that's true if you live in a house. If you're in an apartment building, somebody's going to find you.
Well, yeah.
It's not going to take that long.
Well,
I think the smell would transfer a little quicker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Or even like a row house.
I mean,
that'd be a little bit easier.
In an
too.
Apartment, you know what your neighbors are cooking.
Yeah,
like, I think corpse would be picked up pretty quick.
I think that too.
Yeah.
Possibly.
That's funny. Yeah, I'm thinking more about this server contacting customer versus customer
right?
serving or contacting.
Because it would be weird either way.
It would be very weird. And
if it was just like a one-time interaction a really long time ago.
Dave had this
happen. And then just out
happen.
Of nowhere.
I think this is a toss-up, really.
Yeah?
If it's that
you
long
think it's like a
period
dead heat?
Of time. Yeah. I think it's dead even, actually. Because in either case, like if the customer's like, hey, you sold me that really great shirt. Or if the employee's like, hey, I sold you that really great shirt.
I wonder if you're
still
wearing
it. In either case,
it.
It's going to be like,
what?
Well, I mean, you could weird. Take it from the I'm looking for some follow-up business optimistically. You know, the, yeah. I'm
like
going
to
sell
you another shirt.
I'm going to do devil's advocate for every single side of this, regardless.
I love that Dan just keeps spinning it positively. Like, well, no, maybe they're regular and you know, they're really good friends.
And they tagged the company when they bought the shirt. They were so happy to get that.
Maybe
shirt
it's a potential business opportunity.
To Dan's point on this, I work with real estate agents. Mm-hmm. This is what they do. They
track
follow
people
up
down.
And track people down.
Yeah, but they wouldn't wait 8 years to do it.
I want to build a lifelong relationship of me selling you shirts.
See you in 8 years.
at least a year, but
hey, is that shirt worn out
regular.
Yet? Want another
hey,
one?
Hey, 20 years ago, I bought a book and you recommended something. And I'm in the mood to read another book. And I was just wondering. I was just wondering what you would recommend.
See, and actually, thinking along those lines, I'd love to go on Amazon and get like Kathy A, and just go on Facebook and peruse for Kathy A. Find the one that has like the book app on Facebook. It's like, oh, you love this book. I loved your
review.
Amazon. What else have you reviewed? Tell me something else, Reed. But I was thinking, alternatively, going back to the shirt salesman, like. Maybe it's Facebook that's the creepy one, where facial recognition is getting to the point where they'll contact somebody. Hey, we found you in a picture where you're in the background of somebody else's picture way in the back
You
worked at Cal Sun or something like that. And, you know, you're working as a cashier. Do you remember that? Because you're in Kelly's picture here. You should talk to her.
Hey, Kathy, I couldn't help but notice your Amazon review of Hunger Games. And I was just thinking, it would be awesome if you would join my book club. So far, it's just me, but when you join, it'll be two of us.
And I have a feeling
we're
going to
meet
grow
on
strong.
Tuesdays.
Though I would almost want to do that for some of the outlandish things on Amazon, like the banana slicer or...
Oh, my. Mm.
Or the 3M one-inch binders or other...
That's not an odd product.
Well, I mean...
Well, just because the book...
It'd have to be odd, but not too odd, because, you know, there'll be the people who just kind of troll Amazon for the wacky reviews, like, oh, I gave this this giant ammo clip 13 stars because I love America, and then that's the entire review, where other people, you know, give the earnest review. Like, you want to find, like, the 2 to 3 star person, the person who's willing to give a not great rating, and really go into depth on it.
I question the build quality of this ammo clip.
It did not carry my AK-47.
It does not exceed my expectations of what an ammo clip should be.
Thanks, Obama.
It held bullets,
I'm willing to bet that if there is a review for an ammo clip, it reads a lot like a review for some piece of electronics, where it'd be like, oh, well, the P734221A has... a superior build quality to the 67219J,
but the paint quality,
the load speed of the ammunition on the spring round is about 0.764 milliseconds slower, which really makes a big delay on your target acquisition and targeting. I bet it would be that like level of insane nerdery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm just happy you could do that so well.
Yeah, that was pretty darn good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But
I don't know that those are actual models of ammo clips. So if
but
you
the
have
generalness of it,
angry emails coming in about, you know, it's not a real ammo clip, dude.
We're like, yeah, you don't know what you're talking about.
Just apologize on my behalf, and we'll all move on.
But what if you were right?
Or maybe if those are ammo clips, and you're like, dude, that's like for an AK-47, and that one's for an M16. You don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah. One's for a Desert Eagle, and the other is for an M16. Get it right. Fact check, please.
Wow. Well, I think we're all sounding good.
Cool. So, beverages, bathroom, etc. If anyone needs to,
I'm good.
Good. Although this is the biggest problem with this is, I feel like
Somebody actually figured that out. So they built the concave of movies.
Yep. There you go.
This is like the weirdest game of Limbo.
They should have had Limbo at Discovery Zone. Or whatever the heck that place was.
Big Thrill Factory?
Yes.
Oh, God.
I went in there and I did the ropes course for a laugh on my birthday.
The ropes course was closed this weekend because someone peed in it.
Holy crap.
Sorry.
Speaking of people peeing,
I'm excited for all of these conversations. What's going on here?
A guy peed his pants right in front of me today.
What?
Yeah.
Wait. Like, is this across the counter, or this guy's standing there and you're behind him in line? And
across the counter.
Like, did he did he grab the counter to like brace himself?
No,
like,
there was no acknowledgement.
Just stood there and peed his pants.
Yeah, and we continued with the transaction.
Were you watching him pee his pants?
I couldn't see it because it was, you know, the counter's too high.
There's the double cliff.
Yeah.
Then how did you know?
Yeah.
Audibly. Smell. Oh, smell.
The smell.
When he walked away, was there like a wet spot?
There, on his pants, yes.
Okay.
And he actually, I don't even know if he was aware of the fact that he peed his pants because
he was so excited to get money, he peed his pants.
Stoned or elderly?
A little bit older than my parents.
Or stoned elderly.
Okay.
Oh, they haven't passed medical marijuana here yet.
Did they seem like they were all there, or do they seem like a little wacky? Did they say anything about people in the Great Depression having the government
gold.
Steal their gold?
No.
Okay.
No, but it was bad enough so that we weren't very busy at the time, so my fellow employees were actually like backing away from the area. Like there was like a 20-foot radius around us because of the smell.
You were in the immediate blast zone, and they saw the signs and got to safe cover.
Yep. They were like, Adam's gone. Let's get out of here.
Lost cause. He's jumped on the grenade.
I basically did today. Yeah. And like there were people coming up to me after. We're like, how did you even do that without throwing up? Because, pretty bad. It was pretty bad.
Was it like asparagus?
That's what I was thinking.
It wasn't asparagus. Right. It was like
broccoli. Almost there.
Nursing a home, but stronger.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's like slipping and falling on the floor in a nursing home.
That doesn't sound like urine, though. Right, that sounds like something else.
No, it was just urine. Yeah.
You sound so positive. For a man
he was there,
but he didn't check.
You didn't fact check this.
I mean, at this point, we know there's a spot on his pants. We know there was a smell. But Adam didn't really go in depth. I think Adam could have gotten a little more involved.
Else that it could have been because there was no like brown streak or anything like that, if that's what you're wondering about.
Well, I mean, unless he was wearing white pants, you wouldn't see that. You would just see like a dark spot.
There wasn't even a dark spot. And my further evidence that it was...
Did he walk away awkwardly?
He did walk away awkwardly, and the wet spot extended down to his mid-calf.
Okay.
So...
Okay.
He also sat down in one of our chairs.
Afterward.
Afterward.
Wow, good for him.
Side note to the listening audience, Adam's company is selling a chair. reasonably priced, slightly used.
Can I find it on Craigslist?
May need a little bit of cleanup.
Actually, I think we're having facilities clean up the chair, so it'll be in excellent condition.
Okay.
When they're done with it.
Okay. Yeah. Send inquiries to Adam at P.O. Box 87652.
Okay, that's better. Yep.
Madison, Wisconsin.
Craigslist. Free chair. Gently peed on.
No, but it wasn't. The chair itself was not gently peed on.
It may as well have been.
Oh, my gosh.
Gently used as a pee
facility.
Absorption.
Pee sponge.
Sponge, yes.
Chair for sale. Slightly moist. Buy as is.
Is that you dinging?
Yes, I'm sorry. I'll turn it off.
Oh, my God.
Dinging?
You know, this new technology, I'm still not...
Blowing your mind.
I know.
Oh, man.
Newfangled. Okay.
So
that was my story.
And I'm sticking to it.
Wow.
Yeah. That was my...
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Okay, I actually do have to go grab two things.
That was a first for me, you know? I've seen some crazy things. And then shortly after that, like, there was a three-legged dog with an iPod charger cable, like one of the old ones.
For an extra leg?
No.
Oh.
As, like, a leash.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just walking around in the lobby.
I once had the opportunity to work with someone who, there's really no good way to say this, while we were working together, began to awkwardly masturbate.
Because there's such a thing as not awkwardly masturbate in front of somebody else. No,
I'm using awkwardly very intentionally. It was just a very strange encounter.
Thank you.
Was there eye contact?
No, not with me.
Customer or coworker?
Customer. And
then 8 years later, he found you.
Well, it was it was a kid who had something going on. Like, you know, I don't know if it was like Asperger's or autism or something is going on.
Okay.
And I'm working with him and his dad, and they came across a photo that he had put on his computer, and his dad started asking him about it. And he's kind of saying, shut up, Dad, leave me alone. But his dad keeps pushing it, and the photo isn't going anywhere. And all of a sudden, this kid's hand goes under the table. And it's not like a full-on gesture. It's more of a, this is weird, and I don't understand what's happening down here. And I'm just saying, they're like, whatever you do, don't look under the table. Just straight ahead. And the father kind of reached over and grabbed the free hand.
Uh-huh.
And was like, it's okay. Yeah, I'm here for you, buddy.
We'll talk about this later.
And no, they're dealing with it there in the moment.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just saying, they're like, I'm sure that this is a good, healthy exchange for the two of them, but I just feel really awkward being here right now. This is just bizarre.
That's a, you know, I feel like the dad addressed that relatively well, but it's still, that's a private conversation.
Yeah. And you're like, can I go?
Can you just,
do you need a moment?
Do you really need me here?
Can you just text me when you're done?
Ugh. Huh. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Work stories.
Woo!
Cool.
Does this mean we're adults now?
No. Because we have work stories?
No.
We sit around drinking beverages out of glass containers and have work stories?
I don't know that that's the definition of an adult, but...
No.
No good.
But I would say, you know, unrelated, I think of myself as an adult, sure. But not because I drink out of glass bottles.